So we're down to the last 2 minutes. So my job really is just to thank everybody for coming and participating. This conference is more of a kind of collaboration and coming together than a kind of standard conference and finding lots of information. When people registered for the meeting, people explained, made a statement of their reasons, and was having a little look through, and one person wrote, to be challenged by the evidence-informed topic. So I hope we've seen that there are a lot of challenges, more challenges than we have answers. But that's why we need to meet together. And a lot of other people in their statements said that the aim of coming here was to participate, to collaborate, and to join together to try and solve these things. So I for me anyway, the conference has been very successful in that regard. The AP project's got about another year to run, and we'll be having a next conference in Frankfurt, hosted by DIPF. Sieglinde, where are you, Sieglinde? Sieglinde's here from DIPF. I can always... What is it in German, DIPF? So it's a government-supported research center in education. Yes, government, yeah. And so the thoughts and deliberations we've had over the last 2 days and the statements people made, we will use to work with the our local organizers in Frankfurt next year. So I hope as many of you as possible are able to participate or to feed in your ideas. Do email us in and tell us your ideas and suggestions. The AP project is managed by the 33 partners, and we're meeting tomorrow to start that process of examining, monitoring how the project is going, and looking forward to Frankfurt. I need to say, for those people who are coming to the partner meeting tomorrow, we are meeting tonight for dinner, and there is a more detailed description about how to get there from the registration desk, and people will be meeting at 7 o'clock in the foyer if you don't want to be challenged by the map. So, thanks. Well, as I say, thanks to all of you for coming. Thanks to all of our speakers, speakers in the plenary, speakers in the workshops, workshops chairs, workshop leaders, people who brought very fascinating posters here to share with us. All terribly interesting and exciting to have all of this energy. Want to thank the local organizing committee here. You can see in the program booklet, I won't name them all. Thanks also to the conference organizers, Chaos, Heike and her colleagues, who have been so efficient and made it seem all very, very seamless. Even when there have been color problems on the slides, it's all just magically been transformed. So, and our audiovisual support in helping us to do that. So very pleased. And last but not at all least, need to thank our sponsors, which is the European Commission, largely for sponsoring the project and a lot of the costs of this meeting, partly my university, who makes a contribution cost to that as well, and particularly to the Ministry of Education and Culture and Science of the Netherlands, and the Ministry of Education and Training in Flanders for helping the organizing committee to go and putting in financial support to make this a more supported and better quality conference, both intellectually and materially, than it would have been otherwise. So thanks very much to the local ministries here in the Netherlands and in Flanders for your support. Thank you very much to them. I'd like to thank them.